That's the voice of the late, great Levon Helm, founding member of the iconic rock group The Band. He's singing with his daughter Amy on her 2015 debut solo album. The song is called Spend Your Last Dime. Levon Helm died in 2012 of throat cancer, but Amy is carrying the family torch. She still produces The Midnight Rambles, a concert series that her father began, and she's on the road this summer touring behind that 2015 solo album, Didn't It Rain? I talked with Amy Helm last year when that album first came out, and I asked her why she decided to strike out on her own after years of performing with her father and her band Ola Bell.
You know, it just seemed like the natural next step after spending so long in Ola Bell and in my dad's band and really being in the embrace of that and getting stronger as a singer and musician. And I wanted to try something that was more challenging and spread my wings a little bit.
So you're going out on this solo project, but you're also still playing with your band Ola Bell. What do you get from that that you don't get when you're out there on your own?
You have to listen differently when you're attending to a song in that kind of ensemble way. You have to listen differently, and your intention is different. When you come in to sing a harmony, you're coming in to support, and you're coming in to sort of build something collectively. And it's certainly a very different energy I put into it, I think, from a singing perspective.
Well, let's get to some of the music. This one's called Rescue Me.
Been gone for so long, I had to be so strong. Sometimes I find, just don't know which way to go, but the wheels roll all along. Then I see a smile, and I forget for a while, those days are so near, I won't drown in these tears. If you come,
so I've been listening to this over and over again, and I feel like I'm trying to figure out what your inspiration is there. Am I hearing a little Bonnie Raitt in your voice? Is it a little Alison Krauss? I can't tell. Where do you draw your sound from?
Gosh, I mean, both those singers are huge inspirations to me. I have so many favorites, I wouldn't know where to begin. Certainly Bonnie and Aretha Franklin and Dolly Parton and Otis Redding.
Well, what about your mother, Libby Titus Fagan, your father, of course, the great Levon Helm?
Yeah.
When you're from a line like that, do you even have any choice whatsoever? Do you kind of like, you have to go into music?
You know, both my parents were always very cool about not pushing me. I think when they saw that it was what I seemed to do easily and what I was having the most fun doing, then they became very supportive and pushed me when I needed to be pushed, I think.
Can you talk a little bit about your childhood, what it was like growing up in such a musical household?
It's kind of a hard question to answer because it's sort of all that you know. But certainly I was surrounded by a lot of music and grateful for that and definitely given a good musical education from both of my parents.
Tell me about that.
They made sure that I learned the masters, I would say. And I'm sure a lot of us have parents that, you know, made sure that you learned Muddy Waters and Joni Mitchell and all of the great things that you needed to get into your ears.
Well, my parents certainly did not teach me about that.
Well, I bet you could pick out a record or two that they gave you that would stand up with all that, though.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. The Helm name must be an asset for you, but I wonder if putting out a solo album is, in a way, part of you making your own stand for yourself.
You know, this is something my dad really wanted me to do, and he was a big part of encouraging me towards this. When I was doing the Midnight Rambles with him, he was certainly encouraging me to start working on my own material and to record whenever we'd come off the road. I would go into the studio, and he would give me that studio time and help me with money and help me get the recordings going. So it's a step out, certainly, but I feel very much in his embrace with it.
Do you feel like it's hard to make your own name for yourself when you're the daughter of a famous musician, or is that something that you actually want to have with you the whole time?
It's impossible if you have a parent who does the same thing that you do, that you've chosen to do. I think it's impossible to separate yourself from their work and their reputation. But I certainly feel grateful for my dad's his teaching and what he's given to me and for the last name. And I really try to carry it with me and try to use it as something to grow towards.
Well, let's listen to a little more. This is Sing to Me. I mean, that is a beautiful song, and that's
oh,
your,
thanks.
Yeah, that's your father on the drums there.
Yeah, his entrance there is so awesome. I love that.
Tell me about that. What's it like for you to hear your father playing the drums so softly behind you?
Oh, it makes me so happy to hear it. I love that.
So, I mean, what is that like, though, to sort of, from the other side, be hearing your father as a musician supporting you in a song like that? I mean, what's it like?
Well, it's a very moving thing, and it makes me miss him, and it makes me feel proud of him, but I'm just so happy that I got the opportunity to record that with him. It's really special to me.
Sing to me, let your drums call out and carry me through the silent trouble.
When I wrote that song, I was definitely, certainly going through a very tough time, and I think I was pining just to be lifted up out of it. But of course, as time goes on, when I sing that song, I've sang it to people I miss, and I've sang it to a lot of different ideas and notions.
You won a Grammy working alongside your father, the 2007 album Dirt Farmer. I want to hear a little bit of that.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago, before they knocked down the timber and a strip mined all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, to go down in that dark hole and come back up at night.
Amy, this album was a bit of a comeback for your father. He had throat cancer, had a major surgery that took his voice from him for a long time, but he recovered enough to make this album and to go back on tour. And, you know, I see videos of your father, you playing alongside him in that stage in his life where he's had this surgery and he's gotten better and he's singing again. And he looks so incredibly happy. And I just wonder if you sensed that as well and, like, what it was like to play with him in those final years of his life.
It was most definitely completely triumphant and joyful. You know, he had come through a very scary walk through his illness, and when he started to get his voice back and making that album, he was also bringing in so many songs that he had learned from his parents and really bringing forward a part of his musical education and his musical experience that he wanted so much to share. And it was just a very, it was a really magical time because, you know, every note and every beat really mattered to him.
What do you think he would say about your new album?
I think he'd be proud. I think he'd be really proud. Yeah.
Let's go out with the title track, Didn't It Rain?
Just to listen to the rain. Said to listen to the rain. All day, all night. All night, all day. Didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long. Didn't it?
I spoke with Amy Helm in July last year. She's on tour in the U.S. and Canada through November. We've got more information at hereandnow.org.